Sunday in Advent are we in? Do you know? Were you listening? Do you have any clues? Any clues? Yes, Ashley.
Yeah.
You can look at the candles and that'll give you a hint. So how many candles are there? Two, yeah. Mm-hmm. There are two candles that are lit. So we are in the second Sunday of Advent. And this is a time that we remember about Jesus' birth and Jesus coming again. Now, how many candles are up there altogether?
Four.
So how many weeks before Jesus' birth? How many Sundays?
Two.
Oh, we're in the second. Four. Yes, there's four. There's two more candles that are going to be lit, and then it's going to be Jesus' birthday. And what do we call the celebration of Jesus' birthday? Do you know?
I
know. What? Yes, it is his birthday. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you a hint. Ready? It begins with a C, and it ends, with Mass.
Christmas.
Yes, Christmas, yes. Think about that word Christmas. There's the word Christ in there. Did you know that?
Oh, I thought it was Chris.
Ah, you thought it was Chris. No, it's Christ. And then the celebration is what we call Mass, or the service. So it's Christ Mass. It's we are celebrating Jesus' birthday. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're celebrating. So how many more weeks? Four more Sundays. We are in week two. Now, last week, you guys learned about a very special messenger. Do you remember who that messenger was? Do you remember?
I do.
The angel. Do you remember the angel's name?
It starts with a G. Very good.
Yeah, it starts with a G.
My mommy makes angels.
Great, mommy makes angels.
Gabriel.
Gabriel is the name of the angel Gabriel. And remember that the angel Gabriel came to a priest, Zechariah. And when the angel Gabriel came, what was their reaction? What was his reaction? What did he do? Do you remember? Can you give me that reaction? Freak out. He freaked out, right? He went, and what did the angel Gabriel say? Don't be afraid. Very good. Don't be afraid. So the angel Gabriel went and visited a young girl. I think she was about 14 years old, maybe 15 years old. I'm not quite sure. And her name was Mary, was her name. And the angel Gabriel came. Gabriel, where are you? Gabriel. Okay, thank you. Oops. And the angel Gabriel, now Mary was doing something. We don't know what Mary was doing. Maybe she was, we know she was probably by herself. What do you want
walking.
Her to do? She was walking. Okay, she was walking along. And here comes Gabriel. And what do you think her reaction was? Yes, she went, oh. And hold that thought for a second, Ashley. She went, and what do you think Gabriel said to her? Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. And then the angel Gabriel said, I have wonderful news for you, Mary. You have been chosen by God for something very special. You are going to give birth to Jesus, the King, the Messiah. And what do you think her reaction was? Freaking out. Yeah, exactly. She's freaking out. She's like, okay, I know I'm married, but I haven't been with my husband yet. And how can this be? And what did the angel say? The Lord, the Holy Spirit will come over you and you will give birth. You will be pregnant and you will give birth. And what do you think she said after she heard that? I already married somebody. Yeah, well, she said, that's exactly what my reaction would have been. But she said, let it be as you say, for the Lord has chosen me. Right, and then we know that Jesus was born. Thank you. Jesus was born, right? On what day was Jesus born? What do we call it?
Christmas.
Christmas, yes. And then baby Jesus was born. So we know two times now that the angel Gabriel came, right? Yeah. first time was to tell Elizabeth and Zechariah that they were going to have a baby boy, and his name was John, and we're going to hear more about John today. And the second time was to who? To Mary, right? To tell her that she was going to have a baby, that God chose her. And next week, we're going to hear who else Gabriel comes to. My goodness, Gabriel is a busy, busy, busy angel this time of the year. So let's pray together. Gracious Lord, we give you thanks for all the angels, for the angels that bring messages. We give you thanks for angels that come and comfort us, and for the angels that worship you. But we especially give you thanks for Mary, who said yes. She said yes. Let it be as you say that it shall be. And we give you thanks for that. Be with us this week as we're in school and everywhere we go. And when we hear your voice, may we also say yes. In your son's name we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you, guys.